Good morning. This recording is going to be aired on the 26th day of the Omer. And we are skipping to Klal He. We are skipping Klal Gimel and Klal Dalet. We're starting with Klal He. So we're looking at Klal He, Siman Aleph. Now that his body is properly prepared, his clothing is properly prepared, and the area around him is properly prepared, so Yochan Atzma Lavorach HaBrachas. The person should prepare his mind to say the brachas properly. So we've dealt with the physical issues, which was dealt with Klal Gimel and Klal Dalet, and now we're going to deal with the mental issues, the thought processes, etc. Tzarech Adam Lizer Ma'od Shivarach B'Yiro B'Kavana Ratzuya. A person should say a bracha with Yiro and with a proper Kavana, and the person has to be very careful about this. Obviously, a person should never say bracha lebatala. It's not necessary at all to say this bracha, so that's a bracha lebatala. I feel like ligrum bracha shenetzricha, which means that when you say it, it has a function, but you could have done it in a way which would not have been necessary. A person could have had in yotzei multiple things he had in mind. To eat something, and then he could have thought about the fact that he might be eating some more, and he had not had to have that in mind. We'll see in Hilchos Brachos from the meal. So in certain cases, they have to make a new bracha, but it's an extra bracha. He could have really dealt with that with some forethought and not needed that. The loch is for Ashkenazim. If a person makes a bracha on the shayad, he makes a bracha on the shalrosh. If he spoke between the Shayad and the Shalrosh, he makes two brachas on the Shalrosh. For Svardim, the person makes a bracha on the Shayad and it works for the Shalrosh as well. If he speaks, he has to make a bracha on the Shalrosh. So that's a bracha shenet zvicha. It didn't have to be like that. We wouldn't have spoken. The person says a bracha lebatala is over the Yisra of Lusisa, isn't it? Midra banan. There is an opinion of the Magen Rama understands that the Rama holds its deraisa. A person would say bracha lebatala is Lusisa. The third of the Seres Adibris on a Torah level, but the Chayodim in his Sefer Nishmas Adam writes at length that he holds it, it's only an Asmachta. But it's Nisid Rabbana. Aval Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatol, a person does not say it in the form of a bracha, so which is a praise to Hashem. He just mentions Hashem's name without any function at all. That's an Asay Deraisa, over Amitz's Asay of the Torah, Es Hashem Alekechot Tira. That a person should have Yira from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't just throw his name around like that. So that's he's Mevatel and Asay. If a person says Shem Shemayim in the Batol, if a person says a Shem Shemayim in a Bracha form, where he's praising Hashem, just it wasn't necessary, there's a Bracha in the Batol. So he's already said Mirabona. Uksiv, it says in the Teuchacha, Im Lasishmer Lassus Yira, Im Lasishmer, I'm sorry, Im Lasishmer Lira, Sashem and Ichbod, Vahneroa, Es Hashem Alokecha. If a person is not careful, to have Yira from Hashem's awesome name. Kizahu b'chala Yira shlo lahaskar shemoy ha-godol kiim b'derech shevach u'brocha mashem u'chuyiv. So it's a proper Yira to only say it as needed. Avdol batol, not for no purpose at all. Fine. V'yira v'yizdazazu evorav b'shol shemaskar Hashem. When a person says Hashem's name, his body should actually tremble when he says it. No. They say that the stipler actually, when he would say a bracha, not necessarily in the Shem Hashem, but he would say Asher Yotzar, when he'd say Lifnei Kisei Chavodecha, he would tremble at the idea that a human being is standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod, he would be in such awe. Well, Hashem HaMayuchad Bilvad, this halacha that you cannot say Hashem's name of the Batala, is not only by the Shem HaMayuchad, the Shem HaHavaya, we pronounce with Adnus. Any one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which cannot be erased. Hashem, Elohim, Elokei, Shakai, Tzavokos, Kael, all of these names which cannot be, if we would write them, they're not allowed to be erased. So these are names which are designated for Hashem. So a person would say them, Levatola, he's over this Asay. Available Choloshin, Osir. And this is true even if a person says it, not in Lashon HaKodesh, but in any language, the name of Hashem, that would be said in a different language, referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if a person says Labatolo, a person is over the assay of Ismavatal assay of Es Hashem Lekachatira. Have a good morning.